Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Keith McDonald, mayor of Bartlett, Mike Ritz, chairman of the Shelby County Commission, and Bill Dries, reporter with the Memphis Daily News.
We'll start with the federal judge, Hardy Mays, who had a meeting with various parties, including the county commission, the suburban mayors, other folks, and was, by all accounts, pretty disappointed with the lack of progress that's been made by the Unified School Board, and has talked about a special master, someone who would come in and sort of jokingly, but maybe not so jokingly, referred to as a king who could start making decisions more quickly. Let's start with you, Chairman Ritz. Your take on that. Is that a good move? Is that where we need to go with this process?
I don't think there's any question. I really wish we had thought about it earlier. We hadn't thought about it in a while. We did not meet with the judge. Our lawyers met with the judge.
Yes,
but the county school board is not a part of the dispute between the county and the suburbs right now. They were invited.
Right. And when they're invited, Mayor McDonald, part of what the suburbs said from the beginning is this is why you didn't want to be in this situation, because big bureaucracies just don't make good decisions. They get disconnected. And that seems to be what Hardy Mays was responding to, that the special master, somebody's got to step in and start moving more quickly because the new school year is right around the corner.
Well, not only the suburban, but even the TPC said early on, we want the special master, someone who's involved from the very beginning so that they see it all the way through till whatever happens, happens. And that was not done, and I think that was a mistake. Now, I'm glad that they're going to remedy the mistake, but even with that, the period of time left to choose a superintendent, and in my opinion, they already have a very good person already in place.
John Aitken, who was, I'm assuming you're saying, who was superintendent of the
Shelby County Schools. Right.
Still on the special master, just for a second, some of the names have been thrown around. Let me bring you in, Bill. Just names that have been thrown around so far who could step in and be the special master, because it's not necessarily a legal person that needs. It just needs to be someone who can make decisions, report back to the judge. Is that correct?
Well, and the judge has indicated that it probably needs to be someone who is familiar with the work that's been done, so you don't have a learning curve in all of this. And some of the names that have been suggested by the attorneys for the county commission, as well as the attorneys for the city of Memphis and the city council, are three members of the transition planning commission, Staley Cates. You also have Christine Richards, who's the FedEx general counsel. And you have Barbara Prescott, who was the chairwoman of the transition planning commission and is a former school board member, and as well, George Brown, a retired circuit court judge who served on the Memphis City School Board as well. So those are some of the suggestions the judge is considering.
And part of the frustration is, and I think I'm going to turn to you, Commissioner Ritz, is that the lack of decision making, that you all, from a budget point of view, you know, what is this budget going to be? What are they really spending? Have they done the hard work, I think, from your point of view and other folks' point of view, of making cuts or consolidating services? And that's been the real criticism, is they haven't made some of those really tough decisions. Just Thursday night, there was a vote, one of the controversial votes, to go to outsource custodial services, which has taken, from a lot of people's point of view, way too long to get that point. But even then, they voted to go outsource, but wouldn't pick a contractor, right, and deferred that for another week, two or three, four. They did do some changes to benefits, to reduce benefits, I believe, to the city, teachers and so on, to get it in line with Shelby County. But all these other hard decisions, like the superintendent and so on, aren't happening. From your point of view, is you got to fund this school system, and they're moving very slowly, I assume, from your point of view, to make these decisions.
Behind the scenes, I've been meeting with Chairman Orgel and Superintendent Aitken and Interim Superintendent Hobson for weeks and weeks, encouraging them to focus, because my concern was to find seven votes to provide them financing this year is going to be very difficult. To have a 10% tax increase, which would be anything over essentially 40 cents, would require nine votes. I don't know we ever get to nine votes on anything at the county commission. And for them to bring essentially what I've been referring to for 8 months, a train wreck of a budget to us, there isn't a snowball's chance. You know, if they want to blame it on the county commission because they don't have the money, that's fine. Most of the commissioners say we did our best and we'll move on. But they need to get right. They need to make the decision about the school maintenance. They need to make the decision about privatizing the bus drivers in the county, the superintendent decision, the closing of the schools decisions. Those are the big pricey issues. Let's put it this way. They're going to have to make those issues, because there are going to be any way they're going to get the money they want. And they're going to have to make those decisions plus those more difficult decisions. And we've been telling them this for a long time. We got to remember, part of the problem here was Dr. Cash. I mean, I'll be quite frank about it. He was opposing all the TPC recommendations that had anything to do with cost savings.
And that's the former superintendent of the city school side.
And until he left, which was less than 5 or 6 weeks ago, the administrations were in total chaos.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say it publicly, but they'll tell you privately it was a mess. And now it's much better, because Aiken is clearly the interim superintendent.
Clearly the interim and has said that he's not interested in the job in the long term, so you have a more clear cut.
So it's sort of long term. Everybody's working together now, which is a big difference.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.